So let's break that open. As he is, so are we in this world. We are in this world. Our life is in Christ, and Christ is ascended to the right hand of the Father, and we are in him, and he is in us. As he is, so are we in this world. And if we could see ourselves already, as Romans 8 says, whom he did foreknow, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. In God's economy, we are already glorified. In God's economy, we are already seated together with Jesus in heavenly places, as Ephesians 2 says. If you could see yourself in that position, you wouldn't give in to fear of death. You wouldn't give in to fear of God checking up on you. No, you are, your life is hidden with Christ in God. So when you stand before the judgment, all God sees is his son. He doesn't see your failure. He doesn't see everything of your past. It's all gone because he's already declared you to be righteous. He has justified you freely by his grace through faith in Christ Jesus. You're justified. You're justified. And so you stand there just as if you'd never sinned. You stand there in, clothed with the righteousness of Jesus. You've got on the wedding garment that he came to provide you, that robe of righteousness. And so God doesn't see your past. He only sees his robe, like the prodigal son dressed with the father's robe. Anybody looking at the son would only see that lavish, a rich robe of the Father that was placed on the Son. He was identified with the Father. So in the same way as he is, so are we in this world. God doesn't see you with all of your past. He sees Jesus when he looks at you. And so he says this, we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Boldness, not slinking into God's presence, intimidated, worried. What is he going to say? What is he going to judge me for? Have I repented of all my sins? No, no, no. That's all old covenant. Listen, you've been justified. You've been declared to be righteous. And so as a result of that, you have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is in this world, then this verse, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Fear involves punishment. See, that's the problem with this hangover of the old covenant. The old covenant is so full of the punishments for sin and the threats and the warnings of what would happen to somebody who doesn't keep and obey the terms of the old covenant. And we've not identified the division between the old and the new in the death of Jesus, and realize that all of that is gone because, again, Romans 7:4, you died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be married or joined to another, even to him that was raised from the dead, that you might bring forth fruit unto God. You are united with Christ. And so now Christ is your life. And so he produces in you the fruit of the Father in you, the fruit of the Spirit in you. What a better way to live. Fear involves punishment. And since Jesus took all the punishment, let me just take you to John chapter 12. In John chapter 12, Jesus made an amazing statement, which unfortunately our translators have messed up. Listen to this. Verse 27, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, this is John 12, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Then he says this, now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. That's what my translation says. There is nothing there for men, as the King James Version translates it, or peoples as my version translated. If I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself. And I believe that in the context of what Jesus is speaking about, he drew all the judgment for sin to himself. And that's why the ruler of this world has been cast out, because if I will believe the truth that